It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
And it's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we have Lisa Kuchenmeister in the studio with us. Lisa's from Johnson Memorial Health Services. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Paul.
How's your day going so far?
Day is going good.
All right, that's good. Well, tell our listeners, what's your job title at Johnson Memorial Health Services?
I am a licensed mental health therapist.
Okay, how long have you been doing that, Lisa?
I have now been at Johnson Memorial for a year.
Wow, a year.
Yeah,
that went fast, didn't it?
It did go fast.
For you that don't know, Lisa and I are kind of golf partners during the summer, right?
Correct, yep.
We have a lot of fun, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right, hopefully we can get in some tournaments this year.
I hope so.
Last year at the Johnson Memorial Health Services Golf Tournament, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
That was a lot
of fun.
Even
during a pandemic.
Yep, took a lot of good pictures.
Yeah, we actually won a picture.
Yes, we did.
Best golf pulse.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a fun tournament they put on there that last year. All right. Well, Lisa, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I wanted to highlight the importance of mental health and the use of coping skills. No matter how mentally healthy or happy we are, every one of us goes through times when we need to cope with something difficult, and I will be sharing a few of these skills with you today.
All right. I know you have some facts there in front of you. What are some facts about mental health?
Yes, I have some facts from the Global Medical Education website. As many as 1 in 4 people in the world will be affected by mental or neurological disorder at some point in their lives. By 2030, depression will be the leading cause of disabilities worldwide. About half of mental disorders begin before the age of 14. 1 in 20 children were found to have anxiety or depression in a single year. And anxiety and depression have significantly increased since the start of COVID-19.
That's right, Lisa. Talk about COVID-19 and how that's affected people during the pandemic.
Sure, yes. The pandemic has caused a variety of mixed emotions, but one that comes to my mind is overwhelmed. There is a wide variety of thoughts and feelings that can occur when difficult things happen. Anyone who sees or experiences them will be affected in some way. Remembering to use coping skills will help you to tolerate, minimize, and deal with stressful situations in life. Not only does managing your stress help you feel better physically and mentally, it can increase your ability to perform at your best.
How about dealing with some unexpected challenges?
We all can brainstorm and strategize on how to take care of one another, and there is a lot of challenges out there, but with challenges comes change, and change isn't always bad. However, managing those challenges can be overwhelming. Boundaries may become fuzzy as we attempt to juggle multiple work and personal roles. It is important to remain mindful that we may be experiencing significant stress as our lives get disrupted and our routines change. Try to develop a structure and stay on a schedule. Find ways to separate work from other aspects of your life. Engage in activities that allow for positive connection and make such plans a priority. First item on the list should be self-care.
Tell us about self-care, Lisa.
Sure. Establishing a self-care routine helps to balance everything out between work and family, school, friends, and alone time to help stay centered. With multiple roles that adults are playing these days, moments of solitude aren't enough. Seek counseling and support by maintaining your own supportive network, such as having a group of peers to discuss concerns with, or just spending time with family and friends is important. Set boundaries. These can be physical or emotional and are defined by your values, your rights, and your gut instincts. Boundaries improve relationships and self-esteem and gives us space to grow. Managing your yeses is a part of creating boundaries, and saying no just means saying yes to other possibilities. And of course, exercise self-compassion, which allows us to be in a state of loving, connected presence. Therefore, it is considered to be one of the most effective coping mechanisms out there, and it provides us with the emotional resources we need to care for others.
All right, Lisa, why don't you tell us about some of those coping skills?
Listen to an audiobook or a podcast during your commute home. Take a walk. Anything that helps clear your head and allows you to be fully present for yourself or your family is part of keeping your mind healthy. Journaling. This is a healthy way to express yourself. Set aside a few minutes every day to journal. It doesn't need to follow any certain structure. It's your own private place to discuss and create whatever you want to express. Write in a place that is relaxing and know that you're doing something good for your mental health. Take time to engage in activities that relax and recharge yourself, such as practicing meditation and relaxation techniques, deep breathing, taking a shower, engaging in physical activity, such as stretching or yoga, to name a few, are all healthy for the body and mind. Find humor in things. Laughter decreases stress hormones and releases endorphins, which is the body's natural feel-good chemicals that promote an overall sense of well-being. And of course, find time for hobbies or create new ones. Actually, the list goes on and on.
Mm-hmm. I heard something about mindfulness, Lisa. What's that about?
Mindfulness is simply being fully aware of our emotions and experiences. Being mindful can help protect us against increased stress and dysregulation. Research has shown that practicing mindfulness for even a few minutes a day can increase the part of the brain responsible for emotion regulation. In other words, keeping our feelings in check. Mm-hmm. If emotions become too much to handle, there are several techniques to help bring them back down to a more even keel.
Okay.
Grounding is one type of mindfulness. It helps keep us in the present moment. Think of it like this. Anxiety can happen when a person becomes overly stressed or focused on the future, the what-ifs, or the unknown. And depression can occur when a person becomes fixated on the past, the woulda, coulda, shouldas, or ruminating on negatives from the past. Grounding helps bring us to the present. One technique I like to use is called the 5-4-3-2-1. Would you like to try it with me today, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not going to hurt, is it?
No. Okay. No, it's pretty simple. Okay. So as long as you're sitting comfortably in your chair and paying attention to your breathing, then I'd ask you to notice five things you see. So what are five things you see?
I see you.
Okay. Yeah.
I see a computer screen.
Okay.
I see the blinds in the picture window here.
Yep.
A small calendar.
Okay. One more.
The mouse. The mouse on the computer, not the mouse on the floor by you.
Okay. Now four things that you feel.
Ooh.
That you can touch.
Ooh, my coffee mug.
Okay.
My pen that I'm holding.
Yep.
Waste basket here in front of me.
Sure.
Okay. I can touch a flash drive.
Yep. That's four.
Okay.
Now, three things you can hear.
Well, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear the computer, the hard drive in front of me here.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear quiet.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Two things you can smell.
I can smell perfume.
Okay. Yeah, I made sure that I put some on.
That's good. good perfume, by the way.
Thank you.
I really can't smell anything else.
No, not your fabric softener, laundry detergent.
My body odor, probably.
Okay. And then one thing you can taste.
Well, my coffee.
There you go. So that's a grounding technique.
That was fun.
Yeah, it just focuses on your five senses and brings you back kind of to the present.
So I'm supposed to think about that on my own then? Just to calm and...
Yep. If you're feeling anxious or you're having some big feelings, you just think about things, your five senses, and it keeps you centered and brings you back down to the present.
Interesting. That's cool.
Yeah. Another technique is square breathing. Which is also used for grounding, and it helps a person slow down. It's taking deep, long breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, while simultaneously adding a visual of making a square, either with your finger or with their eyes. They breathe in for 4 seconds while drawing one side of the square, breathe out for 4 seconds while drawing another side, and so on until the square is complete.
Yeah, I heard that breathing is very important.
Yes, it is.
Consciously think about your breathing.
Yep.
Okay. How about tips for coping with stress and worry? A lot of people have stress and worry in their lives. How can they cope with that? Or what are some tips for that?
Yes, absolutely. Focus on what you can control, including your thoughts and behaviors. Don't let fear influence your decisions. Maintain a healthy diet, including activity and rest routines to help your mental health. Look for the good stuff, such as time spent with family and opportunities to come together. Identify at least 3 positives a day and or 3 things that you're grateful for every day. Spend time in nature. Reach out to others for support. Practice relaxation and breathing exercises like we talked about. Try meditation, positive self-talk, soothing music, sports, reading, and many other hobbies. Remember that you are resilient and so is humankind. So be patient and kind to yourself. Cut yourself some slack and give each other grace.
Lisa, what are some signs of stress and worry?
Some signs include eating or sleeping too much or too little, lack of energy, always feeling tired, having unexplained aches or pains, pulling away from people and things, feeling helpless or hopeless, unable to perform daily tasks, feeling on edge, angry, or upset, yelling or fighting with family and friends, smoking, drinking, or using drugs more than you should, and thinking of hurting or killing yourself or someone else. If you or anyone you know is experiencing these, please reach out for help. It's okay to not be okay.
Oh, I like that. It's okay to not be okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Lisa, wealth of information there. That was fun.
Yeah, thank you.
So, how can people contact you if they have any questions, Lisa?
I am located at Johnson Memorial Health Services on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And to schedule an appointment, you can call 320-769-4393. I am also at Madison Healthcare Services Clinic on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And you can make an appointment there by calling 320-598-7551.
All right, real good, Lisa. Thanks for coming in this morning. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, it's always good to see you, Paul.
Yeah, and I like that exercise we did. That was cool. I think I'm going to practice that.
So. Good, good.
And what's that saying again that we just, it's okay?
To not be okay.
It's okay to not be okay.
Yes.
So, and remember, Mental Health Awareness Month is in May here, so.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Lisa, again.
Yep, thank you.
Lisa Kuchenmeister from Johnson Memorial Health Services. And that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.